Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Akses untuk mendapatkan air selama keadaan darurat kebakaran semak Australia adalah salah satu tantangan utama yang dihadapi negara ini dalam upaya memadamkan api. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal tersebut yang disusun oleh Greg Dyett. Kekeringan berkepanjangan di Australia Timur membuat penanganan darurat kebakaran semak lebih sulit. Seperti contohnya apa yang terjadi di Pulau Kangguru di Australia Selatan. Wali kota Mark Pengili mengatakan kebakaran semak merusak reservoir pulau itu, sehingga akses air minum dan air untuk upaya pemadaman api terganggu.
Well, our main reservoir is Middle River, which the fire went through there last Friday. They've re-established the pumping station, so the fire bomb of the aerial support is coming out of Turkey Lane, which is near Middle River. That water is now actually going through to the pipeline through to the extended pipeline through to Kingsgate. The Army have set up their desalination plants up there in Kingsgate, and they are actually purifying the water as it comes in. That water is fine, but it hasn't been through filtration. It's got chlorine added, so that's one source of water. The other source of water for the firefighters is farm dams in the centre of the island, where they have a lot more water than east. And the water carrier trucks over here are on standby at locations and near the fire ground so that the trucks can fill up rapidly as well if required.
Situasi serupa juga dialami di East Gippsland di Victoria yang telah dihancurkan oleh kebakaran semak. Executive Manager Operation di East Gippsland Water, Mark McNeil, mengatakan sebelumnya setiap musim kebakaran, pelanggan diperingatkan bahwa pasokan air minum dapat terganggu jika terjadi peristiwa kebakaran hutan yang besar. Dan orang-orang dianjurkan tidak hanya mengandalkan pasokan air utama untuk kebutuhan sehari-hari mereka.
Each year we actually put a communication out to our customers stating that they cannot be relied on in times of bushfires, but at the end of the day we make every effort to try and put something through to the tap.
McNeil mengatakan East Gippsland Water telah membantu respons kebakaran hutan dengan membantu para kru kebakaran mencari sumber air.
We try and give them a status update on what we can actually do in terms of our own supply, and if that is actually becoming an issue, we try to actually direct them to other sources of supply where a potable water supply is not necessarily needed.
Menteri Perairan New South Wales, Melinda Pavey, mengatakan pemerintah negara bagian akan mempertimbangkan untuk bekerja dengan pemilik pabrik desalinasi Sydney untuk menggandakan kapasitas penyediaan lebih dari 30% air minum untuk kota itu. Profesor Stuart Kahn dari Fakultas Teknik Sipil dan Lingkungan di University of New South Wales mengatakan ini adalah contoh fleksibilitas yang diperlukan dalam mengelola dan mengamankan pasokan air. Ia mengatakan untuk kota utama seperti Sydney, fleksibilitas dapat berarti mengambil air dari sumber yang berbeda pada waktu yang berbeda. Namun ia mengatakan bahkan lokasi dengan satu sumber air dapat beradaptasi. Ia mengatakan kota regional Orange di New South Wales dalam bahaya kehabisan air sampai pihak berwenang memperkenalkan sistem daur ulang air hujan perkotaan.
That takes the water that lands on their roads, their footpaths, their houses and runs off into the stormwater systems, and because it's a hard impervious surface, even small volumes of rainfall turn into runoff. And so what they've seen this year is that they have collected important volumes of water for Orange through that diversified supply that they wouldn't have collected through their conventional drinking water catchment.
Profesor Kahn mengatakan air daur ulang juga dipakai di Perth.
Water recycling potentially offers the same opportunities as well. It doesn't have to be a dam. You can take water from wastewater treatment plants, treat that water to a very high level such that it's sufficient to reliably and safely use to augment drinking water supplies, as has happened in Perth over the last 10 years. And that gives you another alternative source that you can draw from. So any opportunities to be able to diversify water resources help in scenarios where one source of water may be compromised.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.